The movie Jaws introduced the great white shark to millions of viewers, but for all of its fame, the species is still very much a mystery to marine biologists. Now, a group of researchers believe they have found the only place in the North Atlantic Ocean where great whites spend their first few months. It's just off the coast of Long Island. WNYC's Danny Lewis has more.
Anchored just off the eastern tip of Long Island is the MV Osearch.
Oh, little squid!
But unlike other nearby boats, its crew isn't looking for bluefish or sea bass.
Got him!
Told ya, I got him!
They're looking for sharks, like this 3-foot-long dogfish.
Do you need to make a little incision?
Two crew members hold it down. A pair of researchers attach a tracking device that looks kind of like a black magic marker on its back fin. They sew the shark up and throw it back into the ocean. These scientists are tagging and tracking all kinds of sharks. But the prize catch is a great white, especially a baby great white. If they find a lot of them here, the owner of the Osearch, Chris Fisher, says,
"You would realize, wow, I live in a special place. This is where the great balance keeper of the entire North Atlantic is born."
Great white sharks are the lions of the sea and are found in almost all the world's oceans. They eat everything. Over the last 8 years, the crew of the Osearch has tagged and released more than 300 great whites, but most of them have been adults. While nurseries have been found off of South Africa and Australia, no one really knows where great whites come of age in the North Atlantic.
There's just so many question marks, we have no idea.
Toby Curtis works for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. A few years ago, he started digging through old newspaper clippings, museum collections, and fishing reports. He went back 200 years, and he realized that almost all of the baby great whites seen in the North Atlantic were spotted near Long Island.
So there's nowhere else along the whole Atlantic coast where 4-foot-long white sharks are being caught, except off Long Island.
You heard right. Great whites are 4 feet long when they're born. Adults can grow up to 20 feet long. So, as babies, they need to stick to coastal waters where they're safe from other sharks.
The juveniles seem to like these kind of shallow areas where there's sort of a broad continental shelf and there's a lot of food available.
Curtis has teamed up with the Osearch crew to find and tag as many baby sharks as they can. Once they can track the sharks' movements, they might be able to learn more about just why they choose to spend their first few months near Long Island.
There's a gap in the science. It was a geographic sort of gap in the science here in the east end of Long Island, so we're hoping we can fill that gap.
While it may seem scary to imagine great whites swimming past Southampton, these fish are much less dangerous as babies than they are when fully grown. Plus, it's unlikely that you'll run into them. Mary Kamhai works for the New York Aquarium.
Although we think these waters are very rich and there's lots of animals in here, encountering them is challenging. The ocean is way too vast.
It's not just that there's no reason to fear these sharks. The scientists on the Osearch say people should be proud that there are so many babies swimming around.
For commercial fishermen and recreational fishermen, as the shark goes, the abundance of fish goes.
This is Chris Fisher again, the owner of the vessel.
Fishermen complain all the time, "Man, I'm getting sharked. There's so many sharks, I'm getting sharked."
That's when they're accidentally reeling in sharks. But when he asks how the fish are biting,
"Oh, the bite's better than it's been since I was a kid." I'm like, "It's because of the sharks, man."
The sharks, he says, weed out the weakest fish. That's why he calls them balance keepers.
Well, you take there should be live mackerel in there.
Once a day, while deckhands run baited lines off the sides of the main vessel, a couple of crew members take off in a smaller boat to try another fishing spot a little way away in hopes of hooking a baby great white. During the Osearch's time on the water, the crew tagged 9 baby whites. The trackers are showing that the young sharks keep circling off the eastern edge of Long Island. Soon enough, the sharks will be big enough for a longer journey. Fisher and his crew will be following to see where they end up. For WNYC, I'm Danny Lewis.